than yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Please make sure you check us out on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, online if you miss any of this fine program for podcasts and interviews at darnwi.com.
Dominic, we got a fine guest. He is John Nichols from The Nation. And, John, we hear predictions that Donald Trump is running for the presidency. The only question, will he announce before the midterms or after? John, you know, maybe I'm being a little too strategic for our own good, but I would say before will certainly crystallize what's on the ballot. I love the fact that Donald Trump's coming to Waukesha for Tim Michaels. None of the candidates talked about Trump on the debate stage. They almost seemed normal. If you were a watcher, if you were a passive watcher of the debate on Sunday night, you could see any of these candidates. Hell, you could see Rantham in the general elective. The only tell was the crowd reaction, John.
That's right. When they booed Charles Benson for pointing out that the election was actually legitimate. Look, the fact of the matter is that you asked a whole bunch of questions. Let's answer them quickly. Is Donald Trump going to run for president again? Of course. I mean, have you not been paying attention? He doesn't even accept that he isn't president now. How would he not run again? That's the most comic question in the world. Of course he's going to run again. And then the next question is, the next question is, does Ron DeSantis really think he has a chance? Answer, no. Then the next question is, when will he announce? And the answer to that is that all indications are that Trump would like to announce in, say, September or October. There's a reason for that, and it has to do with internal Republican politics. He wants to make sure that he preempts other potential candidates. He doesn't want a Tom Cotton or a Ron DeSantis or Kristi Noem or someone like that to announce, like, the day after the election and get ahead of him. So I think he does have an inclination. I'm not sure he will, but I think his inclination will be to do a late September announcement and then to kind of slide that right into the midterm campaign, making himself central to the campaign. Now, you're right that having Trump identified as a force out there has an impact on the campaign, and I think it does help to mobilize Democrats. But you should also take in that there is a Republican strategy for it as well, which is that there are a lot of Trump backers who have no interest in the rest of the Republican Party. It means nothing to them. And so if Trump makes himself a central figure in the fall campaign, there is some possibility that they can mobilize some more of those folks. So the reality is that both sides get a little something out of this, but my sense is that you're right, that the Democrats get a little more, and that's particularly true, frankly, if the January 6th committee does its work, and by sometime in September, early October, we've got real clarity. I think we already have it, but clarity in the broad sense as regards Trump's high crimes and misdemeanors.
John, in that regard, let's speak briefly about the last election. We play a promo of Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, saying that, you know, Trump got less votes than the down-ticket Republicans, and Trump is more damaged material now than he was then. Do you think that he will pull out, that he'd be able to, you know, turn that around? It doesn't seem that to be the case to me, if he did decide to actually run.
He hasn't turned it around. You mean that he might actually get elected in 2020?
Right.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it depends on who he's running against, and it depends on the circumstance, right? If things are bad enough, you'd be surprised who voters might elect. And so if the economy really tanks and you have a few other factors in play, then you can hear the ambulance coming. That's the emergency situation.
they caught you breaking into the car, John.
No. I'm hiding behind a building right now.
All right.
I don't think they're going to find me. But the bottom line, though, is that if circumstances are, you know, kind of wrong and bad in every way, then yeah, Trump has a chance. And I think you have to take that seriously. And here's one of the reasons why you have to take it seriously. Donald Trump and his supporters, his allies, have been absolutely meticulous about trying to wire the electoral process. And so you, Dom, assume that to win Donald, quote unquote, win, Donald Trump would have to get the most votes.
Or at least
legitimately carry the Electoral College. But what happens if, for instance, the Republicans really do succeed in electing a new Secretary of State in Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, potentially a couple other states, maybe even, you know, a new governor in Pennsylvania? I don't think that'll happen. But bottom line is, if they did, then all of the things we saw on January 6, 2021 will look like a template for a much more carefully constructed and aggressively implemented coup attempt in 2025. So I think we should be wary. I'm not in the camp that says that you should just assume that Donald Trump is such ruined goods that he couldn't end up with power.
John, my final
in a perilous place.
Sorry to interrupt you, John. My final worry for you today, sir, that Wisconsin voters are going to see a guy like Tim Michaels and think I'd have a beer with that guy.
Well, Tim Michaels, it seems like you might have five or six beers with the guy, right? I mean, you know, he seems like a guy who's riding on the back of a boat on Sunday afternoon, right? And that's how he comes across. That doesn't necessarily disqualify him, but I think he's very, very different than one of his key supporters. His key supporter, Tommy Thompson, who, by the way, is a much more important supporter than Donald Trump in many ways. Tommy Thompson was somebody you could say, yeah, I could have a beer with Tommy Thompson. Absolutely. But the fact is, if you had a beer with Tommy Thompson, you'd be discussing serious stuff that Tommy Thompson knew a lot about. And that isn't the case with Tim Michaels. He has in no way presented any evidence whatsoever. He also, frankly, I think the way to catch him on anything is, you know, it is ask him what his favorite sports team is and see whether he mentions the team from Wisconsin or Connecticut.
Nice.
You are a brilliant man, John Nichols from the Nation.
Metro area.
John, if I get a crack at Michaels, I'm going to ask him. But first, you got to show up, Dom. Thank you, John. More Devil's Advocates, more of your calls, 844-967-2780.